that e'er I had. If sorry for my going away, and all the sweethearts that e'er I had, they'd wish me one more day to stay. But since it fell into my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and softly call.
Celtic Woman and their Emerald Tour is coming to the Palace Theater in Albany, New York on Tuesday, June 3rd at 7 o'clock. Celtic Woman, the Emerald Tour, has a wealth of entertainment for audiences as it infuses Irish and modern music with colorful costumes and lighting as well as dancing. The group also has a new album entitled Emerald Musical Gems and a DVD entitled Emerald Musical Gems Live in Concert. Celtic Woman fiddle player Mairead Nesbitt and singer Lynn Hillary join us now to tell us more. Mairead and Lynn, thank you very much for being here. A pleasure to have you. Thank you so much.
Well, it's lovely to be here. Thank you.
So where are you in the tour? It seems, at least from my vantage point, that you're always on tour.
Yeah, the girls, I'm kind of just filling in, but the girls have been on tour for it's the 10th year now, and it's about 8-9 months of the year would be touring, maybe. So yeah, and it's a lot in the States, so mostly in the States. So yeah, they've been all around the place, so it's a bit crazy.
Yeah, I think we have such a great support base here, you know, with our friends and fans all around the States, but also I think basically we tour maybe about 10 months of the year, which is a lot of touring, you know. But it's great to be able to bring our new DVD and CD to people now in our live show, Emerald, you know. We're looking forward to bringing it to you.
When it comes to the actual creation of the music, Mairead, are you working on that while you're touring? Do those go hand in hand?
Well, we're very, very, very lucky to have our fantastic music composer and arranger, David Downs, who's been with us since the very, very beginning. You know, it's been, this is our 10th year now, and that Celtic Woman has been together. And David is just absolutely fantastic. He's an absolute genius, and his arrangements and his compositions are the common thread that bring all the numbers together. And you know, help us make that quintessential Celtic Woman sound and blend that people know and love. Basically, with our new show Emerald, there was a lot of collaboration and creating with us all. And there's a lot of new, very dynamic numbers in the show, and that David, of course, had the fantastic ideas for. And you know, we've great dancers, and we've a great Celtic piper, and we have a fantastic new percussion dancer number, which is fantastic. It's an a cappella number, which the audiences go crazy for. So it's a lot of new numbers, and then some of the older numbers that are newly arranged to give them a really fresh kind of outlook for people. And you know, it's just that, you know, people wanted to hear their favorites too. If you come to a Celtic Woman concert, there's some songs you really do want to hear, as well as hearing some new music. So they get to hear those as well.
Now, Lynn, you were saying you're filling in for a bit, so when you look at the group and its history, how many Celtic women are there in Celtic Woman?
Well, at the moment there's 4. Over the years, there's been quite a few changes. Mairead Nesbitt has been the one constant. And I was here 3 years ago with the girls, and I toured with them for 3 years. And then I left and I went home to Ireland, and then got the call to ask me to come back. and I was more than happy to come back, you know. So that's, it's great that, that, you know, they say once you're a Celtic woman, you're always a Celtic woman. So I'm so glad that, you know, I was still able to come back and be welcomed back into the group. So, but yeah, there's been quite a few girls over, there's been maybe 10 altogether, maybe more. But so yeah, so it's been great to come back and just, you know, slot right back in with a different lineup, and it to be, you know, just the same as it was before, but you know, the different lineups give it a kind of fresh injection, you know, different voices and different girls and different personalities, you know. So it's always with the different girls, I think it makes it a different show as well, you know.
So Murray, the question then goes to you, of course. What is it like being the constant?
Well, it's fantastic for me because I get to work with some of the best singers in the world. So it's always a treat for me, you know. And, you know, as Lynna said, you know, I think there's a few constants in Celtic Woman insofar as, you know, basically the girls who come in, like Lynn, who's really a major part of Celtic Woman. She always has been. She's been with Celtic Woman for years. You know, they have this beautiful purity of voice that is absolutely handpicked and, you know, lends to this quintessential Celtic Woman sound. You know, and David Downs, our musical director, of course, has a strong relationship with anybody who comes in, you know, and obviously he has the major part, obviously, in just bringing us together as such, you know. And also, I think our newest member, who is Mairead Carlin, she's from Derry in Northern Ireland, and she's a fantastic new addition. She's really the newest member because before that, as Lynn was saying, you know, there's Lisa Lam, who's in Ireland at the moment doing some work, and it's fantastic for her to be able to go home and then come back. And, you know, it's not a kind of a flash in the pan type of situation. It's people are here for at least 2-3 years before, you know, they kind of think, oh, well, you know, the beauty of being a woman group is that, you know, sometimes you might want to go away. You might want to have a baby. You might want to get married. You might want to, you know, have different aspects of your life fulfilled. You might want to do a solo album that Lynn has done. And, you know, you might want to do, you know, different little things. And it's lovely to have that flexibility in a woman group to do that. And, you know, that's one of the beauties of being in an all-woman group.
Lynn, what is the list of qualities, do you think, that you must possess to enter the group? What do you have to have?
Well, obviously, you have to be good, pretty good at what you do, I think, which I was just flattered that they thought of me. I wasn't sure I would ever be up to doing something like this. But mm-hmm. I think whatever voice I had, David Dan seemed to find that quite fitting. You know, I worked with him in Riverdance for a summer. My first job out of college was Riverdance, and that's where I met David Downs. So that was kind of my audition, really, for the show. So he could hear, you know, what voice I had. And, you know, I guess consistency is a good thing because sometimes people are up and down. So that, you know, that's kind of a good thing to be able to sort of, you know, and that you can work well and that you can sort of look after yourself and deliver every night, you know, and not be, you know, too much of a party animal that you can't really do the job, you know. And I think also you should really be a kind of person that you can get along with people in a tough situation like touring, you know, because it isn't easy all the time. It's a kind of a little bit of an unnatural thing because you miss your family and friends at home and your home and your bed at home and your fireplace at home. And so you don't have any of those things when you're touring. So it is important to just really try to get along with everybody. And I think we all do that particularly well on this tour. So that's important too, you know, and just to try and just be absolutely amazing, you know. Be amazing.
It's like no pressure. Just be amazing.
Be amazing. Mairead, how does this tour, the Emerald Tour, differ from the other tours?
Well, I think it's there's nothing like a live show, obviously, and certainly with Emerald, I think it's a lovely balance between the favourites that people know and love, like Orinoco Flow, Amazing Grace, You Raise Me Up, Danny Boy with the beautiful fresh arrangements of David Downes. You have then newer numbers infusing with those. And I think there's a lot of different elements in this show that we have never had before. You know, we have had which we still do, our fantastic choir, our fantastic band, our amazing Celtic bagpiper, Anthony Byrne, who now has more of a solo role. You know, his role has become bigger in this show. And also there's, you know, some really dynamic numbers with two of our fantastic Irish dancers, Craig Ashurst and Nicholas Jensen. And they are amazing dancers. And they do this fantastic a cappella percussion piece with our three percussionists and drummers, Ray Fien, Andy Riley, and actually Anthony Byrne, our bagpiper, is also playing percussion in this number. So there's a lot of different elements in this that make it very vibrant and dynamic. It feels, to me personally, it feels very up, you know, and uplifting and very, very lively. And so there's a great balance between, you know, the smaller solo numbers and the massive big ensemble numbers. And then the numbers in between are really dynamic and really bring the audience in to the show, you know.
Celtic Woman and their Emerald Tour are coming to the Palace Theatre in Albany, New York on Tuesday, June 3rd at 7 o'clock. You can learn more by visiting palacealbany.com or wamc.org/roundtable. Mairead Nesbitt and Lynn Hillary, thank you so much for joining us and safe travels.
Thank you so much.
Again, you can find out more information about the concert by going to palacealbany.com or wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.